We held Doomerville out for part of the practice with a groin strain. You guys probably saw Dawkins. He just had a little neck pinch. And then Greg Orton, a little side bruise. Other than that, we're healthy. Questions?
Coach, things you want to accomplish here in this last preseason tune-up?
Well, I think, you know, it's our last opportunity to be on the road. You know, we had the opening game on the road, didn't fare so well, so this will be our last chance before week three when we travel to Tennessee to, you know, practice trying to win a game on the road. So I think, you know, that's something I'm looking to see how we handle and get out healthy.
What you've seen so far, biggest strength and biggest weakness?
Well, I think it's still preseason, so we're just, you know, trying to select the best 53 guys we can find, and, you know, everything will pick up in speed and preparation-wise in the regular season, so I don't think we'll find out till then.
How important is it for you guys? You guys to get turnovers. You're getting pressure to the quarterback, though, all these games, you're not getting turnovers. Is that the mantra you guys are trying to get out there right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, our goal in defense is to take the ball away, whether it's on downs or, you know, with takeaways, both fumbles and interceptions, and something that, you know, we're stressing, and, you know, we've always been a believer that you get what you emphasize, and, you know, I think they come in clumps. You know, we haven't had a bunch of them, but we've had them in each game. You know, we'll just have to continue that.
Coach, it was important for you to declare a number one quarterback. Is it important to declare a number two, a number three for the team?
No, I think you'll see, I can tell you now that regardless of who it is, it's going to be, you know, this or this when the season starts, just because of the new rules. And it's a competitive disadvantage to announce that from the standpoint of different strengths and weaknesses by particular quarterbacks.
You put a lot of stock in the first team versus first team effort, because if you combine the three games, your first team is 134-9.
Well, I think, you know, that's what you look at a little bit more than the whole game. But at the end of the day, you know, this game changes a lot when you get to the regular season, you know, just like it changes a lot when it gets to the playoff season. So, you know, we take, you know, one game at a time, one play at a time for that matter. And, you know, we're just trying to evaluate, pick the best team we can, and, you know, try to get them better.
When it comes to the cutting process, what is the involvement? What's it like? What's your involvement with Brian and John?
Eventually, you know, we'll all meet. You know, we've kind of operated like that, whether it's been the draft. When we pick the team, it'll be the same way. The process is, you know, I'll talk to every player before they head out of here and, you know, thank them for all their efforts. And, you know, and in this business, you never know whether they're going to be back soon either. You know, so it's a pretty fluid process, and it's one of the harder processes, I know, for the head coach.
Is it more complicated because you've got the number two waiver claim and those guys can be on your end?
You know, we'll do whatever we can to, you know, upgrade our team and our estimation. So, you know, it does help to be higher up on the claim order, at least for this season and for early in the season.